Oh, once I saw it, it got some media coverage after the game. I rang him and, you know, I don't like to talk about personal conversations in a public forum, but we had a discussion after the game, and you know, I think he appreciated me giving him a call, because there's an internal and an external communication line that you have to be careful of, and when it becomes a public story, it's obviously a different narrative to what we actually talk about inside the four walls.
So the he that Sam Mitchell is talking about, and that grab was thanks to the crew at AFL 360 from last night, is Jack Scrimshaw. And everybody who's got a passing interest in footy would have seen what happened the week before, a tough game against the Swannies, coach-player in an animated conversation. Well, the team bounced back brilliantly, as did the individual, and he's been good enough to join us on the show. Hey, Jack, mate, we appreciate your time. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, guys, no worries. Thanks for having me.
I think everybody was, whether you're a Hawthorn supporter or not, was keen to have a look at the game on the weekend. And, you know, Sam was pretty animated the week before. You were in the middle of all of that. Take us inside the conversation that the coach was talking about and what you took away from that and how it kind of manifested in your performance on the weekend.
Yeah, obviously it was a pretty decent spray that I was on the end of from Mitch. But I think, like, my relationship with Mitch, he's able to give me that direct feedback, and usually maybe in the past I would have maybe put my head down and sort of dwelled on it, but I was pretty happy with the way that I responded, and so was he. So yeah, I guess it was tough at the time, but I definitely, looking back on it, I shouldn't have. There was a kick inside that I made, which should have gone a little bit wider as the quarter was winding down, but. But yeah, I should have known to do better, and he definitely let me know about it.
Hey, Jack, congratulations on the way in which you were able to bounce back. But is that would that have been a shock to some of your teammates? Like, what's his style? Is he known for perhaps giving that type of very direct feedback on a regular basis?
Yeah, look, he's got different relationships with each player, and the thing about with Sam that he knows his players, he knows who can deal with it better than others. And yeah, I guess he just sort of treats a little bit sort of everyone a little bit differently. And I felt like he could give me that sort of feedback and I was able to respond, which is, yeah, a good thing for me and my development, being able to, you know, take it on board and do something about it. So I think it's individualized with different players and sort of how they like to receive feedback, if it's more on the sort of nice and cuddly side, or more angry.
I'm going to ask you to speak on behalf of, and you sort of half answered it just there, but I'm going to ask you to speak on behalf of the entire modern playing cohort in the AFL. A lot of people who watch modern footy go, it's all touchy feely these days, and you know, you can't do what you used to do, and the old fashioned spray and, you know, get up 'em sort of thing is a thing of the past. Generally speaking, how do players respond to that sort of stuff these days?
Yeah. As I said, it's different for everyone, I think.
Yeah, right.
You know, there's a lot more psychology around the game these days, and with, you know, how different players receive feedback and things like that. And I feel like the relationships around the club, Sam's got a great connection with all these players, and yeah, as I said before, he knows how to sort of treat them and you know, make sure that everyone, he's getting the best out of everyone. And I feel like, yeah, he's got that relationship with me. I've spent a lot of time with Mitch, especially over the last year or so. I've been sort of in and out of some form last year, and we had some really sort of tough conversations that I had to do something about. And yeah, he feels like he can continue to challenge me and. And yeah, I sort of like to get that from him, because on my end, it shows me that, you know, that he cares about me and that he wants me to, you know, he wants me to be a part of this team. He wants me to do well. So yeah, by my response in the weekend, I was just keen to sort of go out there and make sure that, you know, he knows that I'm all in on this club.
Perfect. No, absolutely. Perfect. And you're spot on. There are times when coaches aren't yelling at you, you start to go, oh, hang on a second. He perhaps doesn't give a rat's toss bag about how I'm going. Exactly. And I'd prefer to cop a bit of a spray from time to time.
Thank you very much.
But, Jack, there was a lot of, there was some really good performances on the weekend. But I just wanted you to tell us a little bit about James Sicily and what he had to go through, because when I saw him go down, his shoulders all over the joint, and I'm thinking, well, he's cooked. We won't see him again. But somehow or other, they were able to strap him up and put him up forward. And maybe we've seen something
he
that
he buggered his ankle at one stage too.
Correct. Yeah. That we might see a little bit more of. But were you a little surprised when you saw him come back on?
I wouldn't say I'm surprised. I know he's pretty tough, Sis. I don't think that would have sort of affected him too much for his ability to sort of come back on the ground. I think that you know, once he did his ankle as well, I thought that might have been, you know, enough to sort of keep him off.
Yeah.
But that still didn't even get him. But yeah, I think he just sort of went up to Mitch and said, look, mate, I won't be able to jump because of my ankle, so just put me forward. And the thing about us, we had Blake Hardwick, who was playing up forward, and he's obviously a really solid defender for us. So with that, they were able to just switch it around, and Blake was able to have a pretty decent impact for us up in the back line as well.
Talking to Jack Scrimshaw, who was one of Hawthorn's better players against the Doggies on the weekend, an outstanding team performance. You've won two of your last three, Jack, so you're starting to turn it around and get into the season. What was, from a team perspective, what was it that was most particularly pleasing that you took away from the Dogs game?
Yeah, I think we got back to a little bit of our DNA sort of stuff that, you know, we've been building on for the last sort of few years under Mitch. We've had a few disappointing games this year where we felt like our sort of effort and stuff like that wasn't quite up to it. And, we let, a lot of momentum swings on the game sort of get the better of us in the end. And we were sort of blown out a few times. But I think you're just sort of getting back to the way that we want to play. We've had a few injuries. We've been able to get Will Day back, who's, obviously a quality player for us. So, yeah, it'll be helpful for him to continue to build. And, we've been pretty happy with the last sort of few weeks. We just feel like we're sort of starting to get it going a little bit, and hopefully can, just be a little bit more consistent.
And St Kilda coming up, who not only is it an important game to try and keep on that winning in the winning ways, but there's a little bit more attached to it. It's the Blue Ribbon Cup that pays tribute to police officers that have fallen in the line of duty. Now, with all these causes, what a magnificent way to acknowledge significant contributions of others. But do you go through a bit of an education about what all this means beyond just what they've done as far as branding of the game?
Yeah, well, for me, it digs a bit deeper as I grew up with Jimmy Miller. His dad was Roddy Miller, who's involved in those police killings that took place in 1998. So, I met Jimmy when I was in prep, and we've been best mates ever since. We used to go to these games, these Blue Ribbon Cup games, as young fellows. And, we were able to sort of present the medals after the game, and we were both Hawthorn supporters at the time. And, it's pretty cool for me now to be able to play in these games. I've played in a few over the years, and COVID sort of took it out for a little bit, but I think this is the last year that they're doing it. It's been 25 years, and they feel like it's time to move on from it. But it's a special game, for me, and a special game for Jimmy and his family.
It must mean the world. Yeah. I can only imagine, Jack, what it means to your mate to have you out there now. You know, wearing the armband and representing it. It must mean the world to him.
We constantly reflect on it. As I said before, I've played in a few of them already, and I saw him because of COVID. He wasn't able to sort of get out on the ground and present medals and stuff like that. But I think I got him last year, and it was just it was pretty funny sort of seeing him out there after the game. And special thing to look back on for me to be able to play in these games now.
I know you don't pick the team, but to your eye, you got any of these other key players that wear the brown and gold who might be likely to return this week?
Yeah, I think Luke Bruce is one that will put his hand up for selection this week. He's had a few weeks off with, I think, some groin trouble. So yeah, it'd be good to welcome him back if he gets through training tomorrow. And Mitch Lewis and Marby Ochoa, I think they're maybe a week or so off as well. So, yeah, it'd be good to get Luke Bruce back, hopefully.
And just your view on the jumper you guys are wearing. The brown with the gold, to me, that is the best jumper on offer for the Hawks. I know there's a lot of the tradition with some of the others, but it's a beauty.
Yeah, the one that we wore on the weekend.
Magnificent.
It's a superb jumper.
Yeah, I like it. It's something different. I think, honours Michael Tuck, which obviously is a legend of our club. So, a bit of heritage in it, and it's good to wear it.
And just last one from me before I let you go, Jack. Can you tell the difference between yourself and Grant Birchall? Because we can't. I got no idea. Sometimes I think it's Grant Birchall running around out there.
It's true.
Can you actually tell the difference or not?
Sometimes I watch myself and I'm like, yeah, gee, that does look it's pretty scary, especially having the 14 as well. First time I met Luke Hodge, he was calling me Birch when I met him. So it was, it's pretty funny.
I wish I had stuck to the 35 because you don't look anything like Jimmy Morrissey. No, it was very easy to tell you apart. So
just all we ask is Hall of Fans, if you just keep playing like Grant Birchall, you're going to go.
No, I'll tell you what, just keep playing like Jack Scrimshaw.
Thank you
very much.
Yes.
Hey, mate, keep up the good work. I feel like Hawthorn are just starting to crank it into gear this season. Slow start, obviously. We all know that, but there's a long way to go. So, and a lot of footy to be played. Who knows where you can take it between now and the end of the year. And if it is to be the last year of the Blue Ribbon Cup, then go out there and represent well, mate. We know, given the fact that it means so much to you personally, you most certainly will. Thanks for coming on the show.
No worries. Thanks so much, guys. Appreciate it.
Good go to work, Jackie boy.
Jack Scrimshaw joining us. It is 7 minutes to 4.
Hawthorn wins again.